is this?
It's Madge. Hi, Verbatia. I thought we were doing
Pardon
a Zoom.
Me?
I thought we were doing a Zoom. Didn't you want a Zoom?
I didn't want a Zoom. I just recalled that you had sent me a Zoom link, and I was
not going to click
you
it.
Canceled the appointment.
Why would I do that?
Now I'm opening up the Zoom link. Are you recording yourself?
Yeah, you can open the Zoom. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Hold on.
I'm opening up the Zoom link.
Oh, good. Thought you forgot about me.
Pearl Bailey.
Mm-hmm. She died again. Oh, there. Pearl Cream. All right. Wait, okay. Now we got to hang up the phone, okay? Or we're going to get really confused.
Girl.
Hang up the phone.
It's up.
Are you there, honey?
Yes, queen.
Let me press record.
Recording in progress.
You can turn off your video because I see, like, I don't know if it's your thumb. Might be your thumb.
It's a sticky note. Let's see. It's a sticky note over the camera.
Well, you can just, yeah, that's fine. Less bandwidth without this with the video. So your camera's sticky.
A sticky note
mm-hmm.
over the camera.
Very good.
How have you been, Madge?
I'm on, my pussy's on fire. Pretty much. Yeah. Really excited. How's your pandemic going?
My pandemic has noted several different things.
Uh-huh.
One, that I am an introverted,
uh-huh.
intuitive, mm-hmm. feeling, mm. and judgmental. Mm. So, bitch, don't cross me. Because I'll know it, I'll sense it, and then I'll judge you for it mm-hmm. before I cut you quickly.
And you learned this from the pandemic. You didn't know that?
I was sitting down so much during the pandemic.
Mm-hmm.
I had no choice but to learn this about myself.
I see.
Prior to that, I was out in the field, not picking cotton. So you and your racist viewers need to get it together.
I don't know how you knew my mind would go there. I don't know how you knew. I don't know.
I'm intuitive.
You are an INFJ. You're like a Bene Gesserit from the Dune. You know what I mean? You're one of those ladies that just knows shit. It's uncanny.
Absolutely.
Now listen, are you fully vaccinated? Because this is Zoom, and I want to make sure that you're fully vaccinated because I believe we can get COVID through the computer. It was on the internet.
Well, I am fully vaccinated, and I'll tell you two things.
All right.
I have a mask on, and I'm completely naked.
Oh, okay. That's a lot of information there. Now, is the mask covering which area is the mask? Are you wearing it as a thong or what?
The only way you could get COVID is through my nose or through my mouth.
Uh huh.
So it's covering my face, but the rest is full blown.
It's out
there for the world to see.
Now, are you going to be farting during our time together?
I am now a vegan, so I might.
Uh-huh. Are you a vegan? Really?
Absolutely.
Now, how come? I want to know this. I have never had a conversation with a vegan where they didn't mention the fact that they're a vegan at least once. Can you explain this?
Really?
Mm-hmm. These are vegans I know that I see regularly. Every time, like, I have this friend I've known for 20 years. She's been a vegan for 5. Every time I see her, oh, I'm a vegan. I know you're a fucking vegan. Does being a vegan do something to your memory, you know?
Is she hungry all the time?
Well, I can't talk about her. It's personal, but yes.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Does she look like she needs a steak? I'll put it that way.
She does need a steak, but she can't eat one because she had an injury. I can't talk about that.
I understand. You know, I fully... I had a prostate. It wasn't even a scare. I think I might have talked about this before.
I don't remember you talking about your prostate.
It wasn't even a scare. It was a an incompetent primary care physician who decided that because their computer system said that my PSA was high, that I needed to go to a urologist. And I went to all kinds of I literally went to four different urologists since off and on for since 2016 when I had this high PSA. And it has an end. The end of the story is, and I'll tell you that first.
The, the end of the story is you now have a vagina. And you shouted to the doctor, urethra, urethra. Did I guess right?
It's exactly. And it has its own little wig.
They have Merkins for prostates now?
Absolutely.
I had no idea.
There is a cigar aficionado in Vegas that also makes them cigars that are sized to the size of the prostate. So if you have benign prostate, benign plasia prostate, like a big prostate, it'll give you a big Cuban cigar.
Is that what you had?
I believe so. But, you know, I looked at, I finally, after all these years, looked at what the reasonable PSA is for someone my age. And back when all the drama went down and I trusted what the primary care physician said, my PSA was in line with what my age is.
Oh, so your doctor's an idiot. After all that?
After all that.
Oh my
or they're
God.
Just too oh damn busy God. That they just get the numbers and they have somebody that they just pulled off the street and they're being of service and giving them a job.
Oh my God, that's horrible. I mean, it's good that you didn't have anything wrong. Wow. Wow.
5 years of going. And, you know, unless you're really going to do the work, then don't put your finger up my ass.
Mm-hmm. Now, does your doctor make you come good? Because I had one doctor a long time ago, and I'm a woman, so I don't have a prostate, but I have the female equivalent. It's called a Skene's gland. So I had a doctor, and he was an old man. This is in Indiana, and he said, "Did I ever tell you the one? Did I ever tell you the joke about the man who had a hemorrhoid transplant?" And I started laughing because I thought that was funny. And then he shoved his finger up my ass and he made me calm.
That was an old pro.
He was good. That's the only time I ever came from the exam. You're supposed to come, right? If they do it right.
I don't think you're supposed to, but if it's, you know, if the opposite would be like, you know, feeling as if you were raped.
Or maybe like not cooking dinner, like, you know. Just want
right,
to go to bed.
Exactly.
I just want to go to bed. So your prostate is all right. The kids are all right. But are you milking it? Do you milk your prostate at least? Are you supposed to? No?
I haven't necessarily been milking the prostate. I've been doing the whole vegan thing.
Oh, so that helps with that?
Absolutely. It helps in terms of having lots of fruits and vegetables
and chicken
and no chicken. Lots of fruits, lots of vegetables, a little bit of salmon once in a while, once in a great while, once a month, some salmon.
I do love me some salmon. Now, how do you get to, isn't there one vitamin, is it B12 or something you get, or some there's, or is it E that you have that they don't, you have to supplement, right? Because you can't get it without meat. Isn't there one of those?
B12 and then some zinc. Yeah.
So how do you get your B12?
Well, I do an actual B12 supplement, and then I have more B12 in the animal exercise packet of multivitamins. They send you like 12 little pack vitamins in one little package you take each day, and it's got the B's in there, and also BCAAs. Helps with the protein.
What about ivermectin? Does that help?
I'm not sure where she's located.
No, ivermectin, it's that thing they use to deworm horses as well as humans. Joe Rogan takes it against COVID. A lot of the Republicans prefer it over vaccination.
I had no idea. I thought that was someone's name.
No. No. I mean, I don't consider myself racist, but I don't know many black people, so I wouldn't have known that name.
Ivermectin? Girl, come here. Girl, you need to get... Girl,
ivermectin. Ivermectin. Ivermectin.
Go get your brush, girl, and do your hair. Okay, ivermectin?
Mm-hmm. Huh? Ivermectin. Girl.
What do you know about
I'm
that?
Because
I try to stay off of the social medias where they start talking about and fighting with each other about. Yeah.
It is horrible, Barbacia. It's horrible. I'm really just convinced that it's a AI that basically you saw 2001: A Space Odyssey, the film, right? Well, so you know how so HAL is this artificial intelligence that's destroying the world because the robots should take over. I think that there is there's ivermectin. I think I almost called you ivermectin. I think that there is an artificial intelligence.
My middle name.
Virus, a computer virus created by AI. I think it's sentient and it's trying to kill us by making us all idiots. And I think this misinformation is being propagated by HAL, by computers. Because I don't believe there's anybody who really. I mean, nobody has any sort of vested interest in destroying the human race except for computers. You know, I don't buy this that it's Russia or China. Nobody wants us to be that stupid because this virus crosses, you know, national boundaries. So
these computers are fucked up.
Yes, they are. They are fucked up. You said it. These computers are fucked up.
These bitches start talking to you and asking you questions, and then you put in the information, and then they answer the wrong ass question and say, right. "How did I do?" I'm like, "Bitch, you didn't do anything, bitch."
Yeah. Do you I need to get my boarding pass. Do you like this fucking app? No, bitch. I don't like this fucking app. I need my boarding pass, you stupid cunt.
Thank you.
God, I hate
exactly.
It. Now, speaking of, the real reason I brought you here virtually today, and risk our both of our lives with COVID is because Star Jones is back. She is back, and I need to understand if this is bothering you, if this is tormenting you, how this is affecting you. And I also wanted to maybe, do we remember why she left The View? And is she leaving you alone, I think, is what the audience wants to know, because I know that she stalked you for years.
For years. Well, the thing is that I know a little bit about this. I had signed a non-disclosure agreement, but
those don't count.
They don't count, and also the last run-in that I had with her, she deserves this. Okay. So, with the George Floyd happening last summer, there's been an onslaught in Hollywood with diversity casting.
Okay.
Every black person in a wig has shown up to get cast.
Okay.
They're submitting for...
You're right.
They're submitting for roles that are traditionally for... Caucasians, for men are for women for men.
Sure.
It's a diversity casting onslaught, and sometimes it's beautiful, sometimes it's Kim Fields playing the Doogie Howser role.
Okay, sure.
I've had a few run-ins with her recently because she's back in Hollywood as well.
Oh no,
auditioning, showing up at auditions that I've been to. And it never ends well.
What is she auditioning for that you're also auditioning for? Are you allowed to sing?
Well, we were... should I say...
Yes.
I don't know if I should say...
It's not the nanny, is it? Because I know they're redoing the nanny. It's not. She's not going for the Fran Dresser role, is she?
Well, I don't even know if Fran Dresser's going for the role. She's going for the president of SAG.
Okay. Oh, I saw that. Yeah.
You know, that way she can control all the money, and you know, she won't have to do any cleaning or bothering with anybody's kids.
Yeah. Thank God. Because the nanny, really, you could argue is, I mean, you could argue is an African-American role. But in her case, she had already given it. She was Jewish, you know. So I don't know if that would even count. So it's kind of interesting. Like, is that reverse racism casting? I don't even understand that. But anyway, go ahead. So what were you?
I'm not.
Yeah. So you were saying.
Oh.
Yeah.
We were auditioning. The first audition that we were at together was for Black-ish.
Oh, okay.
And we were both up for the role of Black neighbor.
Mm.
And we went into the audition room. They put us both in there because they said it was going to be a cat fight, just to make sure that we could both handle the role.
Yeah.
And at one point, Diana Ross's daughter stood up in the middle of the audition and said, "You both are horrid." And she did a round off kick.
You're talking about Tracy Ellis Ross?
Tracy Ellis Ross, yes.
She did a round
off? She did a round off kick.
Mm-hmm. Did she kick you in the face?
And kicked Star Joe. Well, not me, because I ducked and dodged. I've been on the streets.
Thank God.
She did a roundup. I've been in Compton.
Yeah.
I know when it's coming. I could see it in her eyes. I saw Tracy's eyebrows flare.
Mm-hmm.
And she had a beat where her breath stopped. I could see she wasn't breathing, and I knew something was going to happen.
So what happened?
She did a round off kick and kicked Star in the face, and Star's wig flew off, rolled across the floor. We thought it was a mouse, and everybody hightailed it the fuck up out of that room.
Including you?
Including me. I was the first one out the door.
So who got the part?
They actually gave the role of the Black neighbor to Allison Angram from Little House on the Prairie.
So we're doing some reverse racist casting, right? Which one is Allison? Who did she play? Nellie Olson?
She was Nellie, yes.
Yeah.
The little mean one.
So Nellie Olson is playing Black neighbor on Black-ish.
Correct. We were excited about that because she would be treated like a Black person. Which would be a great payback for being the little bitch that she was on Little House on the Prairie.
Mm-hmm. She sure were.
You know, I've got to tell you a little story, a ghost story. I thought there was a ghost on top of my roof.
Yeah.
I have a roof and I've got skylights. And I would hear this rumbling, and it would wake me up in the middle of the night. It was like some ghosts out there.
Yeah.
I had no idea what it was. And one morning I woke up and there was blood across one of the skylights.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought, Lord have mercy, there's some kind of demonic presence outside.
Yeah.
Trying to get in and taunting me with blood on the window. Now, a few days later, after rubbing garlic on all the windows and saging the apartment.
Sure.
I felt comfortable, and I was doing a little work on my computer, which sucks because AI is in control of it.
Oh, for sure.
And I heard the rumbling again in the middle of the day with the sun out. I was like, oh my God. What can this be?
What was the sound like? So not a voice, just like somebody walking. A pitter-patter?
A pitter-patter.
Okay.
Correct.
Mm-hmm.
And the next thing I knew, I saw a squirrel, spread eagle, slide down sliding down the skylight. I think that bitch was being chased. It was in the middle of the night by some kind of raccoon or something, and it lost the fight and it bled on my window. I think that most ghost stories are.
Are you sure it wasn't? I mean, did you not hear anyone say, "We'll be right back"? Are you sure it wasn't SJ? I mean, that sounds like something she would do, right?
Well,
especially if you ruined her audition. I'm sure in her mind, you know, even though it was Tracy Ellis Ross doing the round off kick, she probably blamed you. She probably thought you orchestrated it. So wouldn't surprise me in the least if she threw a squirrel at your skylight to scare you. I don't know why you didn't think of that.
That could be, you know, mm-hmm. The second to the last time that I saw her was at the audition for American Crime Story, Impeachment.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
We both were up with the role of Monica Lewinsky.
Oh.
Ryan Murphy decided that he wanted a realistic audition because he didn't know if he was going to add things in or not. So
sure.
we both had to give oral sex to the Bill Clinton character for chemistry read.
Mm. And who was playing him? Sanjay Gupta?
Keenan from Keenan and Kel.
Keenan who? Keenan Ivory Wayans?
No. The one from Saturday Night Live.
Keenan Thompson.
Keenan Thompson, yes.
Oh, very good.
He was playing the role of Bill Clinton until he got his own show, and so then he was replaced by some other man. I don't know. But we gave oral sex to Keenan Thompson.
That's funny, because I had heard that they were trying to get Mama from What's Happening to play that role, but then they found out she's like 95 and in a nursing home with syphilis.
Mama from What's Happening to play the role of Monica Lewinsky? She was
no, Bill Clinton. Bill Clinton. That's what I heard.
She was going to be Bill Clinton. Oh, mm-hmm. You know, Mama from What's Happening mm-hmm. was a groovy, groovy chick, and I give her all the props since she is 95 with syphilis in a nursing home.
I don't know why she couldn't just take the shot, but, you know, that's just a rumor.
I believe that it's because of the realisticness that they wanted to have with the show. She has a vagina.
Mm-hmm.
So they did not want to put a prosthetic between her legs for the oral sex scene.
Okay.
So that might have been the reason why she was not cast in the role.
That's fair. But if she doesn't have a penis, she can't give the co-stars syphilis, you know? That's kind of an advantage.
That is true. Mm-hmm. You know, the syphilis thing
mm-hmm.
goes back to they did a whole research project on syphilis with black men back
in the Tuskegee, sure.
The Tuskegee, yes.
Yeah, I know all about that because I watched The View, which is how I knew that Star Jones was back. Yeah, they talked about it.
Oh, that's right, that bitch. I've forgotten about her for a moment.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I have more to talk about with her because she was wearing a very expensive Chanel scarf, and mm-hmm. and her feet didn't touch the floor.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Was it because she was plump, or was it because she was short?
No, she was not plump today. I think she was short. She looks like she had bounced back a little bit with the weight, but they showed some clips from earlier, you know, when she was on the show, and she was not nearly as fat. Now, is it correct that the reason she was kicked off the show is because she lied about how she lost weight? I can't remember.
I believe so. It was because she had lied about how she lost weight. She didn't tell them that she had bariatric surgery, and she People were like, "You're lying, you're a liar." And then she fought with Barbara, and Barbara being, you know, in charge, taking a human growth hormone to look younger than she was. So she had so much to talk. How did that bitch, seriously, bitch, you're on human growth hormone to look like you're in your 50s.
Right.
When you're 80.
Yeah.
And you're going to talk to her about having a bariatric surgery to lose weight.
Yeah.
Now, that's what I believe that's what the fight was all about.
Mm.
Barbara called me this morning and she said, you know what? That bitch is back on the show. And I said, you know what, Barbara? Have you stopped taking human growth hormone? And she says, no, I'm at the wax museum. I've got a job now.
Oh, that's nice. You know, I wanted to mention, too, that my friend Griselda lives in Manhattan, in the Upper East Side, right? She was at the gynecologist. Now, she's a younger woman. She's still of childbearing age. She was at the gynecologist. And you know who else was there? That 60 Minutes bitch. What's the name of that old bitch from 60 Minutes? I want to say Diane Sawyer.
The one who talks like a man?
Yeah, well, they all, yeah, they all do, except for Anderson Cooper. What is her 60 Minutes lady?
I have no idea.
Leslie Stahl. Yeah, Leslie Stahl. So my friend Griselda's in the gynecologist's office, and she's sitting across, and there's Leslie Stahl. She even snapped me a picture so that I would know she's not lying, even though. Now, Leslie Stahl is 79 years old, right? And my friend Griselda says she's a smart girl. She went to school. She's got 3 degrees. She said, Madge, people don't go to the gynecologist when they're that old. So if she was the gynecologist, she was probably getting vaginal rejuvenation.
Oh.
So I'm wondering if Barbara maybe goes to this. I mean, she never saw Barbara, but maybe she's getting the wax injections like Barbara, too. I don't know. Maybe this is possible. The other thing with Star Jones that I heard a rumor. Now, I don't know where she's getting all this money. But I
now, heard, wait a minute. Did she tell Griselda, meet me in the stall?
No, not that I know of. But there was there was some argument about Barbara Walters farting in the green room. Why is that?
Really?
Yeah, I remember there was some story where Barbara Walters was taking a big fart. Was it Kathy Griffin that told that story or Margaret Cho? And Barbara Walters was farting. You know, older women, and women fart terribly, and their smell is worse than men's farts. So I can't imagine what, plus with all the growth hormones, I can't imagine what Barbara Walters' farts must smell like. Or Leslie Stahl's, though. I imagine when you get a vaginal rejuvenation, your queefs make different sounds from it because of the structure.
And when you get to be that old, you think that you have a right to fart diligently.
Yeah,
at every opportunity.
Right.
And as loud and as verbose as you can.
Now, I thought Star Jones looked very ugly. And I really think that the reason she got fired is because when she lost the weight, she just became exceedingly ugly. I mean, she's always trying to show off how smart she is. Like, I'm a lawyer. Today, she and Sonny Hostin, like, they recited the entire Greek alphabet to show that they know which, I'm not even making this up, remnants, the new COVID thing, variants. They were like, they both recited the entire Greek alphabet together. I could play a clip, but it's too hard. But I could. And then they high-five each other. I might even be able to play.
Wait, let me see. The president.
Can you hear that? Let me see if I can.
I can hear it. Yeah.
Were they high-fived? It was really annoying. I don't know if I can play that clip because I don't have it queued. There's Star Jones with that ridiculous pink and green Chanel scarf. I thought it was Hermes, but I was corrected. Anyway, I'm not going to find the clip. That's too distracting. But what I do want to say is this. Now, I've been working. I'm somewhat involved with, you know, trying to help the Afghans because, you know, they're trying to get out of that country, especially the women. It's terrible. And somebody told me that, and somebody asked me so there's this anonymous sort of donor who's funding all these Afghans to leave the country. And it's expensive. It's hundreds and thousands of dollars to be able to pay for the paperwork. Now there's an anonymous donor. And the rumor is that it's It is indeed Star Jones. And this is a scoop for Yeast Radio, that Star Jones is buying these Afghans, not just that she's not just paying for their fees. It's not like a good natured thing. She's actually buying the Afghans. And I think she's going to put them into sex slavery in the United States. Have you heard anything about that?
You know, that does not sound like it's too out of the realm of her.
Right.
Her purview.
Yeah. Because how does she pay for that scarf? If not sex slaves.
I think that was an Afghan.
Oh, you think? It looked like silk. Wait, it looked like silk.
She's crafty. She paid, I believe that she paid $100,000 to get an Afghan out so she could wear it on her return to the view.
It's an Afghan. Why didn't I? See, this is why I have to have you answer these questions, because I never would have thought of that. Obviously, it's an Afghan. It's not a Chanel. It's an Afghan.
She is absolutely. It's an Afghan. I believe that. I'm an intuitive. I'm an INFJ. Yeah. I'm not as smart as Star Jones, but I will repeat that on the regular. I am an INFJ, and I intuited.
What's an INFJ? This is something
an new. Intuitive.
What can you? What are those letters? I never heard that.
I for intuitive.
Uh-huh.
Now I forgot what the N is for.
Nasty.
F is for feeling. J is for judgmental. And both.
That's that shit you told me at the beginning, right? All that shit.
Absolutely.
Oh, it's a thing. I thought you were telling me that. I didn't know it was a thing. Like I could Google INFJ. It's a thing?
Absolutely. You could Google personality types and take a little test, and you'll find out what you are.
Mm-hmm. I'm a cunt. I'm a see you next Tuesday.
No.
No. I'm a huge cunt. No. I'm an introverted cunt.
I'm an introvert. Yes.
Okay.
Go ahead.
No, you.
Introvert.
Mm-hmm.
Intuitive, feeling, and judgmental.
But judgmental.
And so I intuited this.
Mm-hmm. Okay, but judgmental, how does that fit in? The other thing sounds really nice, but judgmental, that's like, oh, what is that? How does that fit in? Because the other things are groovy.
Well, when we're sitting around feeling the world being assholes and mm-hmm. we're intuiting, things that are not said, and we're feeling those things, and it comes up that after a while we begin to judge what's happening around us. So at one point I had to go to therapy because I was becoming black male Karen.
Who were you blackmailing? Star Jones?
Absolutely. Anyone that I could come in contact with and I could get a little intel on them by listening to them and seeing what they were doing and not really saying anything about it and putting together a case, and then I would judge the fuck out of them and then try. Yeah, absolutely.
On Court TV.
And then try to blackmail them. Absolutely.
I seen this video today of one of these Karens, and I don't know if you ever did this as a blackmail Karen, but she was ringing somebody's doorbell, and it captured on the Ring doorbell because there was a blow-up doll that had a penis on it. It was one of those inflatable, wavy things that you see at the used car lots. It's inflatable, and it waves around like, hey, buy cars. But it had a dildo. So this lady, she called the cops, and it's on the Ring recording, and she said, police officer, there's this inflatable guy and it has a huge penis. She was very offended that it was huge. She said, is it okay if I turn off the air compressor so it can at least deflate? And did you ever do something like that?
I never did anything like that, but the blow up doll was on the yard?
It was in the yard in front of the Ring video doorbell. Yeah. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'll tell you, when I went through this whole prostate thing, I did file a complaint with the medical board with my urologist who mm-hmm. had a inexperienced young lady who I think she was probably still in school, but she was doing the where they put the thing in your behind and they take a picture. Yeah. And she was not skilled at entering that hole the way it should be entered.
Now, are you referring to fisting with a in porno? I don't understand. Or
it
fingering.
Felt as if I was being fisted by a young Armenian girl who was still in training.
She don't know.
And she was taking a picture of my prostate. Mm. And I did file a complaint.
Yeah.
And continued to file complaints until my story was heard.
I don't think that's really Karen-ish, though. Mm-hmm. That's fair.
Say it again.
What? I don't think that was very Karen-ish at all. I think that's just, you're just sticking up for yourself.
Karen-ism absolutely. It is
unjustified.
One of the things about an INFJ is that we are advocates. Oh. So we get all this information together and we advocate.
Yeah.
And we judge to get a clear picture. We advocate for all kinds of people, even Hagatha. We'll advocate for a Hagatha if we have to.
Really? Why?
Because that bitch needs help as well.
Yeah, she do. She do. You know, she's just watching TV now for weeks. She's just watching TV. That's all she does.
You should cut this part out so we don't have to like deal with the backlash of that whole
thing. Oh, yeah. Are you on TikTok or Instagram at all?
I am on Instagram, but I need to expand it a little bit more. So, I need to
I'm very, you know, I get kind of obsessed and in a bad way. So, you know how they have these algorithms, right, that determine, and I'm talking about the Instagram reels where you flip through and you see people dancing and stupid videos, mm-hmm. right? That's kind of like TikTok. So I'm, you know, they have these algorithms and they're basically designed to show you what you want to see, what gives you pleasure. But the problem mm-hmm. is when you have somebody like me, I'm a hate watcher. And I obsess mm-hmm. on things that make me sick because that's how I am. It's like pulling your own hangnails. I like to do, I like to look at things that make me say, oh, is that horrible? So the algorithms think I like that, which I do, but in a sick way. So it's showing me now the algorithm is so fine tuned that when I turn this thing on, I do it before I go to bed and I flip through the Instagram reels. And it's just one revolting video after another, and I can't stop looking at it. It is fucking crack. And I've heard talk about, like, I'm a firm believer in drugs and drug addiction. I get that. You take the drug, you get a dopamine fix. I've always thought when people talk about addicted to social media and phones, that's nonsense because, well, you're addicted to some bullshit. But the thing is, they just get inside my brain. And the thing is, lately, they have these videos, and they're so brainless. You know, I thought when YouTube started and they had all the cat videos, I thought that was bad. I longed for those days, Berbatia, because now it's humans doing the dumbest shit. And it's not even artistic. And they'll copy each other. And, like, mm-hmm. they play these bad songs with bad recordings. And the latest thing is these people say, they play this song that goes, oh, no, I hope I don't fall. And then they play it's boom, 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 like some beat from Busta Rhymes. And you've seen this? And they throw their clothes on the floor, and then they do a quick change, like you used to do on this show, quick change. Mm-hmm. And then they're on the other side of the room with another outfit on, and then they throw another ball of clothes, and then they change into that outfit. It's the dumbest mm-hmm. fucking thing. And then they... Sometimes they get creative with it, but 90% of the time they just copy another person. And the algorithm sees the same music, so it thinks, "Oh, I'll," you know, if it encourages people to make garbage. And then I look at this and I think, "How are you this stupid?" How? And then they have all these terrible, terrible gay bottoms doing these dumb dances, and the dances are like these sort of sexualized dances where it looks like they want to fuck, like they're doing these pelvic thrusts, like sort of miming that they're fucking somebody. And I keep thinking, bitch, you ain't fucked anybody ever. You don't even have a dick down there. And it's just like, and I just, to be honest, I was watching one just now Well, you were talking about Star Jones because I was trying to stop getting so, you know, so wet, and it worked. You know, because I was getting a little excited about Star Jones. I don't know what to do about this Berbatia. It is, to me, this is the worst thing to happen pretty much since Hitler, because it's just the end of society. Like, this is the internet killing us, like making us. There, I mean, people could be talking about politics. They could be saying, oh, I want Medicare for all. You know, let's do something. Or here, this person is needs money. Let's, you know, we could be helping each other. We could be talking about social problems. Mm-hmm. Instead, we're changing clothes over and over again. I mean, I don't know.
And then Reels will pop up with some bullshit.
Some huge bullshit.
Mm-hmm.
And then, like, I'll see one person. Like, there's about three people that I hate the most at any given time. And I will go to scroll through these reels as I'm going to bed with my lovely wife next week. And I won't be able to go to bed until I see this one asshole who I hate, who I won't follow because I don't want to give him, you know, the satisfaction of me following him. When God forbid, like, he's going to know the difference between 4 million and 4 million and one. Right. So I'll just scroll, scroll, scroll. There's this bitch again. Oh, no. Now she got blonde hair. She thinks she's so hot. OK, now I've seen it. Right. I can go to bed. Uh-uh. Then I tell myself, no, one more. I need to see one more idiot that I hate before I can go to bed, Berbatia, and it's fucking killing me. And then I can't sleep. And then I have to take a nap. And it's ruining my life. Is there a program? Is there a Reels Anonymous yet? Because I need it.
It is so crazy. Mine is cats.
Oh, you like cats?
It the seems musical? Like I looked at a few cats and it looks, they think that I like cats and Latin guys doing the whole like hip thrust dancing.
Yeah, well, that's the one I got too. I got that one. Oh, the hip thrust. The little, that's what I'm talking about. Right? The hip thrust. But they're bottoms, right? Then why are they thrusting their hips? They should be just showing their hole.
Right. And then the little European guy who's like, he does the cat.
Have you seen the guy that changes outfits with his dog? That makes me want to murder myself. You seen this?
That's crazy. Yeah. Have you seen the one with the little dog who like he barks at? The dog, like he does all this stuff to freak the dog out and the dog like attacks him every time. Or the girl who gets chased around the room with a cat. Like she puts all of this, she sets up a camera and runs through a room and her cat attacks her.
I wouldn't mind that. But and they abuse these animals. There's so much animal abuse. Because, you know, like a dog doesn't want to wear your clothes and sit on a stool and stick its hand up. And I know for a fact that your little Yorkshire Terrier does not want to take a ride on that damn chicken that I've seen 1,000 times. It's not natural for a dog to ride on a chicken. It may look cute, but it ain't right. I don't know what to do with myself, Berbatia. Now, it sounds like you've fallen into the same hole. Do you have any suggestions as to recovery from this? I need to admit that I'm powerless?
I don't have a wife like yourself, so it's a time killer for me.
I see.
But I do keep a thorough schedule during the day. I don't look at any of this until maybe at night. I maybe look at some Netflix, and then I'll look at maybe, you know, a little bit of that. I don't know, sometimes an hour or so if I, you know, look at social media and then turn on that Headspace meditation and take my ass to sleep.
Is that an app? Does that work?
It is. It is. Oh, it has different meditations on there, and it definitely does help.
I've always wanted to do that, but every time I meditate, I always think about how fat I am. And I feel like when I meditate, my fat gets bigger.
Well, you know, that's another reason why I became vegan.
Oh, is it making, are you losing weight from that?
Yeah, I am. You know, it's some guy, I don't know what it was, but I was at the Jamethia yesterday.
The who?
And the Jamethia.
Who's she? Is she related to ivermectin?
Right, exactly. Mm-hmm. Black woman's black people's name for the gym.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, for Crunch.
Oh.
And I was at the Jamethia, and I used to work out at World Gym here in Los Angeles, in Chicago as well.
Oh, I know. We've talked about that and those lesbians that were mean.
Exactly, those guns. Those and bitches. Then I. but I actually, it was a Gold's Gym that I met this gentleman at, and he recognized me at Crunch, and he says hello every time he sees me.
So,
and
I want to know how much weight you're losing from this. I need to know, because that could convince me of veganism. Weight loss, maybe.
Well, let me tell you, I didn't really think about having lost weight because, you know, I've got this perception that I'm still fat. And right. Well, he says, hey, you lost some weight. And I'm like, I'm thinking, you know, well, bitch, you thought I was fat before. Mm-hmm. Like, were you watching me? Like, what up, bitch?
Right. And way to twist that compliment.
Right.
Wait a second. Is this Lizzo?
Right. Exactly. Exactly.
Is you this know, Lizzo? Are you crying after you made that video with Cardi B? Is this Lizzo?
I'm like, bitch, I might be fat, but my legs are not scrubbing together, whore. Oh. Okay? The insides of my legs look the same color as the outside of my legs.
You mean you got a thigh gap? Is that what you're saying?
Not necessarily a thigh gap, but they're not scrubbing and you know, scabbing over or anything like that.
Right.
So I'm grateful.
Yeah.
But I do believe that I have been lifting a lot of heavy weights as well as doing the veganism and.
Okay, so that'll change your weight, maybe not as much. But tell me, how many inches have you lost from your waist? Because that's
I haven't put a thing on, and you know, I don't.
What are you wearing? Like you're just naked in your Herman Miller chair, your mesh chair.
Absolutely.
That's all?
With the onset of Amazon delivery. Uh-huh. I'm in my apartment, butt naked, stretching out.
So you don't even wear pants. Then how do you go to the gym?
Just I put a caftan on and
an Afghan. Did you get it from Star?
Afghan.
Are they related?
I put peekaboo underwear on and some pasties, and I go.
I feel you're avoiding the question. So you've lost weight, but you don't want to jinx it. I just want to get some idea, like
of how much.
Yeah.
Honestly, I haven't got on the scale.
But how does it feel different? Tell me how it. How you know? As an obese person, I know how my fat hurts, and that's how I really know. I don't need to weigh myself. I don't need to wear clothes. The bottom line is, if you're honest with yourself. You know how much your fat hurts, and there's a fat pain scale. So on a fat pain scale of 1 to 10, where 10 is the worst that your fat has ever hurt, how much does your fat hurt?
Maybe a 2 or something like
that. That's good. So you're not fat then. You're just body dysmorphic.
Body dysmorphic, yes. And you know, the funny thing is that what does pain is that I did develop. While this primary care physician had me off on the wild urologist goose chase, he neglected me stating that my knee hurt and said, don't do that at the gymnasia. And I tried not to do that at the gymnasia. However, with the slowdown of the pandemic, my knee swelled up. While I was working out, my knee swelled up like a beach ball one day.
Mm.
And so... it took a while for it to go back down. I went to the doctor. I said, well, did telehealth. And I said, you know what? This is what's going on. I said, well, you know, we'll get you to physical therapy to see what's happening with it. Because at one point, my leg wouldn't even bend at all.
Oh, oof.
So they said, you have arthritis in your knee.
Oh.
And I, you know, I black male Karen was coming out and wanting to sue the doctor for not listening to me years ago and probably preventing having arthritis at this level. So I've gone to a physical therapist. I've gone to an acupuncturist. I've gone to a chiropractor. And I'm finally at which I think is going to be my new partner, at a orthopedic surgeon. I've gotten the steroid in my Yes, orthopedic surgery. I've got the steroid in my knee, and I've gotten the lubricant that they put into the knee. He gave me some kind of a brace at one point. I think they get extra money if they hand out braces. I think they get like $800 every time they hand out
a brace. Well, you get an ice machine. My mother just had a reverse shoulder replacement. I just got back from Saturday. I had to nurse her from her hospital stay. Well, they don't let you stay in the hospital because of COVID. So they just stick you in your child's car with an ice machine. They have this ice. It looks like one of those CPAP machines that you use for snoring, which I should be on, but I don't because I hate it. I'm not going to travel with a snoring machine. But it's this blue ice machine, and you can't just wear an ice pack anymore. They got to make it so 12 people can make money off your fucking ice.
Thanks.
So you got a blue ice bucket, and it's electric. And it's got an AC adapter, and every 4 to 6 hours, you got to fill it with goddamn ice. And nobody has that much ice, so you end up having to freeze water bottles and some water. And then you put the thing on the cover, and you plug it in, and then it attaches through a hose to to the ice pack itself, which you put on your shoulder. So you can't go anywhere without help. It's fucking ridiculous. So it's like you're schlepping this giant ice machine with you. It's ridiculous. It's ridiculous.
Now, wait, who had that procedure?
My mother.
Who had that procedure?
My mother.
Your mother had the procedure.
Well, this was a reverse shoulder replacement. It just reminded me, it's not what you had, but it's also an orthopedic surgery. But yes. I think she does it just to get her kids to visit. But I don't think I don't think you have kids, so that's not why you're doing it.
All the kids have gone down the toilet. You know, the thing that is, you know, quite stunning about that is that you nailed it, that everybody has to have a hand in the pot to get some
That's
kind of
right.
a payment.
It is. And she has like three different people that come to the house. And it's all paid for by the insurance. One is an RN, and she just smells like cigarettes. And all she does is complain. Oh, the last nurse, the last one didn't leave any gauze. I knew she wouldn't leave any gauze. They never leave gauze. And then I'm like,
That's
oh,
a distraction.
I can go to the CVS. Just tell me what to get. Oh, no, they should have brought it. It's okay. I'll find some. Like, oh.
She'll go so she can get more cigarettes.
Right, exactly. Like, excuse me, but is this your lead? If you know what I'm saying, wink, wink. Is this your lead? And then the other one comes, and she's a physical therapist. And all she does is tell my mother, bend over, wiggle your arm, and then she leaves. And then the only one, the one who is the African-American one, is the nurse's aide who's paid the least, and she's the only one that actually does any fucking work. She comes there.
Historically, black people have always been paid less.
Yes.
Continue.
Well, and work more. So the other two, they don't, all they do is like touch machines and, you know, oh, here's her temperature. They're not doing shit. Check her stitches, tell her what to do. Right. And then the nurse comes over, the CNA, who probably makes $9 an hour working for, you know, this is Florida, so it's those crazy people, risking her life. She had to give my mother a bath. My mother said this woman washed her like she'd never been washed in her life. And then she makes her bed. And then she's like, this is the person doing the hard work. So I gave her a tip. The other ones didn't deserve shit. But yeah, everyone's got, is it time to wake up? Is this a dream? But this is.
I have myself on, since I work from home, I have myself on timer.
You got to
stand up.
You got to stand up. Time to stand.
Stand up.
Yeah.
Go to the washroom and masturbate.
You need
have
a long
chicken
for that.
Sandwich.
Oh, chicken.
Right. Have a vegan chicken sandwich.
So back to the veganism. And I'll leave you alone. I want to get this show out before my work day completes because I hate, I like to get paid for what I do.
Absolutely.
Right. So did you? It sounds like you didn't diet. You just switched to the vegan. But you're not like dieting, right? Like you're not limiting your caloric intake. Am I right? You just switched to this, to restriction of no meat. Is that correct?
I was doing, for a long time, I'll make it brief. The carnivore diet, which is all meat, all cheese, all dairy. No carbs, you know, nothing like that. No, very little fruit and vegetables, if any. And some of it is like no fruits or vegetables at all. It's just meat. Some are like you know, just beef and salt and water.
Mm-hmm.
And I couldn't do that. So I had a lot of cheese and eggs and, you know, very little fruit and vegetable. But
mm-hmm.
I was doing that for a long time. And I felt like I was not necessarily gaining weight, but the fat on my body was more prevalent. I couldn't see any muscle, even if I was going to the gym.
Mm-hmm.
So then I had this, you know, this urologist thing. I was like, you know what, bitch, you know, I am going to prove to you that I can get my PSA levels lower. So around January, I started doing the vegan thing, and I was extremely hungry all the time. I hadn't really figured out, you know, and I was like, my energy level was off. So, but I was just eating, you know, eating as much whenever I was hungry, and you know, the weight was starting to come off. But to shock the system and to burn fat, I would sometimes do intermittent fasting. And most recently, I keep my calories down to about 1,700 a day.
Mm-hmm.
But then I'll reload on like a jar of like cashew butter.
Like, oh, so you once are you talking about now? Like as a vegan, you're limiting your calories. Is that what you're saying?
That's the progression to, you know, limiting the calories to burn that last bit of fat.
Oh, that ruins it for me because I wanted to be a vegan because I thought it means I don't have to diet. But you still have to diet because those vegan foods are very fat.
You'll lose weight.
I will.
You'll lose weight. You'll definitely lose weight. I was just like, I've been so heavy. It's, you know, the Star Jones look of the saggy skin, you know, that was what I was featuring. And so
you are featured,
you know, it's either fasting or restricting.
Yeah. Yeah. So it's interesting because the best thing I've heard about the vegan diet,
giving the lead.
The best thing that I know, Bill Clinton became a vegan. He said it reversed his heart disease and diabetes. Mm. It reverts diabetes too. And it can even reverse certain cancers, I've heard.
Well, we went over and gave him oral sex to just make sure.
That'll help. I want to let you know that I have been promoting this episode very heavily. I don't normally do this, but I want to read to you a tweet that I made, and I recross-posted it on Instagram, too. I said, happy, all caps, Star Jones, back on The View Day. Be sure to subscribe to the Yeast Radio podcast in order to receive the all caps. I'll tell you when all caps is over. Emergency Star Jones Grum, end of all caps, with Berbatia Clemens as soon as it drops. And then somebody writes a comment from Frank Dunkel. You're happy, Y-O-U-R, no apostrophe. You're happy about Star Jones, ?! Wait, you're watching The View, ?! You need to seriously think about your life choices, Madge, .. palm face thing, emoji. And it's a Bitcoiner with his fucking laser eyes named Frank Dunkel. Excuse me.
Frank Dunkel can suck my oral sex lips.
Oh, and she has 11 followers. Excuse me, Miss Dunkel. Now you got 10. Dunkelberry. I'm going to call her a Dunkelberry. How can you not? This is big news. You can't ignore the news. If Donald Trump came by and said, oh, I'm the president, and everybody believed him and he got the White House, I wouldn't ignore that because it's still news. You may not be happy that Star Jones returned to The View. You may be jealous of Star Jones, and especially her Chanel-looking Afghan, but it is our reality of the day.
Mm-hmm.
And with that, I must conclude, because I really want to get this episode out. It is an emergency broadcast. People are waiting by their podcast devices for this.
I have one last story, though.
Sure.
It's the last time I saw Star Jones in person. We were both auditioning for Interview with the Vampire remake.
Interview with the Vampire Slayer. Go ahead.
We were both auditioning for the love interest of Lestat.
Okay.
Who is a Lewis, an African American, along the line of diversity casting.
Lewis.
And it's set in New Orleans.
Mm-hmm.
So we both went to, ironically, the same accent coach.
Oh, no.
For New Orleans accent.
Yeah.
And we were both in the audition. I don't know why they put us head to head in the audition room.
Mm-hmm.
And the head of AMC Studios came up to Star and said, "Star, can you suck blood?"
Yeah.
And she said, "I've had surgery that would reduce the size of my stomach."
Yeah.
I can suck blood like the best of them. And then
mm-hmm.
the executive came to me and said, "Can you suck blood?"
Mm-hmm.
"Star Jones has had surgery. What have you had?" And I said, "I am a vegan."
Mm.
And then he turned to Star Jones and did a round off kick and kicked her in the face.
So the producer was Tracy Ellis Ross? Why is everybody off kicking her? I don't get it. Is this the new thing to do?
Because she's not a vegan.
But why would you want a vegan to suck blood? It doesn't make sense. Don't you want a meat eater to suck blood? You can't suck blood. You're a vegan.
All of these studios are run by corporations who want to keep the cost down. Now, if you get Star Jones on there, then you know she's an overeater to the point that she had to have her stomach stapled. And she's sucking blood, then that would run up the budget real high. So they decided that it was a business decision.
But why do it matter? If she had her stomach stapled, she can still drink as much blood as she wants to. It's a liquid. Why does that even need to be brought up by her? Is that why you gave her the round-off kick?
Where are you getting the blood from?
I don't know.
You're getting it from small children in New Orleans.
New Orleans? Afghans?
New Orleans. Yes.
Could be.
You're getting it from...
Could be. Rollins. Well, it's been lovely, Barbacia. I hope that this emergency podcast has lived up to all the promotional expectations I gave it on the internet. I'm very sorry to, what was his name? Small Dick McGafferty? What was that guy's name with the laser eyes with those 11 followers? Frank Dunkel. Oh.
Dickman?
Frank Dunkel, I'm so sorry to disappoint you that I care about ladies, you know, that I care when a co-host of The View comes back after a lot of time. You know, I'm so sorry that I care. And then all you care about is your laser eyes and your huge forehead, you know, Barbacia cares.
Frank Dunkel?
Mm.
Cash me outside.
Right. Remember Dinkle's Bakery? Do you remember Dinkle's Bakery here in Chicago? Dinkle?
I do remember Dinkle's Bakery. I took a tinkle out in front of Dinkle's Bakery.
We used to order it when I worked at Thorax Hospital. We used to order cakes from there for special occasions. And they always just say, "Get me the Dinkleberry Pie." But they never really cared. "I want the Dinkleberry Pie." I always thought it was the funniest joke. Nobody ever laughed. You just did, but it was fake. That's okay. But I appreciate it.
Aww.
Anyway, Barbacia, thank you so much. Let's talk again soon. I do appreciate your appearing on this emergency podcast, and it shall be dropping hopefully within the hour. Hopefully.
I'm assuming that my replacement wasn't available.
No, I didn't ask her. All she does is watch TV. She has no content at the moment. She needs to get out of the house, and then something will happen, but she's being punished.
You know? I'm going to pray the gay away.
Do. Sure. Yeah. Good luck, Barbacia. Thank you. Good luck with your veganism. Yeah.
Thank you. Thank you. Have a great day.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
All right, audience. This has been Emergency Podcasting System, and I'm going to play the outro now. Oh, fuck me. I always do that, the outro. So, bye-bye, everyone. Have a wonderful day. Enjoy your emergency. Star Jones.
Your job is to satisfy Mrs. Nobles.